You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and tonight's show is a replay of a show from last August when we had Patrick Allen Stone and Richie Onore of Sweet joining us on Courts in Session. Sweet's in town tonight, and next week I'll be back live, joined by Doug Aldrich of Ronnie James Dio, Whitesnake, and Dead Daisies fame. You're not going to want to miss it. Right here on WRCT, 88.3 FM. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM. Time Travel Radio. And on the phone with us tonight, man, we got two rock and roll legends. We got Patrick Allen Stone and Richie Onore, lead singer and drummer of The Sweet. And you just heard their latest single, Little Miracle. So, guys, you're on the road. Do we have some upcoming North American tour dates?
Hell yeah, we do. We got Chicago coming up, right, Richie? A few others in that area?
Yeah, the Arcata will be there. And we've got three dates in the Midwest. It's on our website, which is thesweetband.com. You can see all our dates. So we have five dates. We've got two in Southern California. And then we're doing our festival, Unity, Peace, and Freedom Festival on October 26th. And then we'll be in Warren, Detroit, I believe, November 8th. And more dates are coming in all the time.
We need to get you into Pittsburgh.
I hope soon.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I love Pittsburgh.
So we got a new single. We now got the cats out of the bag here at WRCT. We know that we're going to have more singles coming from you guys. So tell me, in playing in this band, with people being so excited, with all these fans, you know, I had a caller a few weeks ago, and she called me and she said she was so excited, and she remembered the very first 45 she ever bought was Little Willie. You know, you've got people all excited hearing this new music. Patrick, when you're on stage singing all these great songs, you know, that's got to be a lot of pressure because of your predecessors. I've seen you live and I see how great you do it. Tell me your mindset when you step on stage leading The Sweet.
Oh, man. It's really all about just a huge sense of excitement because, I remember the first show I was running off during guitar solos, checking the lyrics on my phone, making sure I was getting them right. Cause there was, you know, there's a big shoes to fill, but, I'm pretty good with all that stuff. So once that's, compartmentalized in my brain and I know it's there and I'm confident it's there, after that first show, it's just all about, I hear that, you know, we start with action, and as soon as that keyboard part starts, the electricity starts flowing through my veins. And to be honest with you, I don't know who I am anymore. I just become this, I think I'm just being a vessel for all of the guys, you know, Brian, and the rest of the band, from before. I think I just fill up with this energy of their music, and, I just start pounding out the notes. Yesterday, Richie and I were talking about this one show we had up in Michigan or somewhere. It was 106 degrees out. I walked out on stage. I was so excited and, exploding so much energy that in the middle of a note, I literally blacked out and fell down, woke back up and kept singing.
No.
Just, it's an excitement that comes over me, and then playing with the fans, you know, and seeing, you know, their reaction to how, you know, to how, honestly, how well the band plays the music is incredible. So, it's only a few seconds before everybody's on their feet and screaming and singing along. And that makes my job just that much easier and that much more fun. So it's just a lot of fun.
And Richie, when I've seen you live, I noticed there were a lot of new fans discovering the music of The Sweet. Talk about that.
You know, it's like the blues days. When you think about the British invasion and Eric Clapton and everything that was happening, where did they go back to when we were that age? We went back to the blues of Muddy Waters, and we went back to the source of the origins. And it's the same kind of thing. I mean, the kids, you know, music took a drastic turn in the 90s and all the way through. And still, those 90s and bands of the 2000s, they're still not packing the places. The classic songs of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, that are still filling those. And so what was it about? It was the record promotion. It was the radio. It was the vibe. It was the concerts. And it was that incredible renaissance of that music that really did it. So giving the young to be able to have that feeling again, to be there and witness that again in a new unit of time, and then now to start releasing new songs, it's the best recipe to really bring a lot of kids that are into, you know, School of Rock. They're looking for a platform to get their music out. So because, let's face it, you want to rock.
Yeah, and rock and roll's never been bigger than it is now. All the kids are wearing rock and roll stuff. All of the rock and roll shops are blowing up. You know, it's cool to be into rock and roll again. A lot of kids are forming bands. A lot of young bands are getting signed and playing festivals all over the world. It's a very interesting and exciting time for rock and roll. We just played the Canyon Club, and this is a place where it's pretty much you're kind of used to, like, you know, to people, you know, at least, you know, 25, 30, 30 and over, definitely. The demographic out there. And when we came out, there was this group, you know, 10, 15 young girls, maybe 21. I don't know, but they were freaking out, and I climbed out on the tables and we were rocking out for, you know, a good part of the show. I was over there just with that crowd, because the energy coming from these young kids listening to Sweet and getting so excited. And of course, they can relate to the music because they heard it in Guardians of the Galaxy and even farther back. So, I mean, these kids haven't even heard of Wayne's World. They don't even know what that's already over. But there's that are from that area, Guardians of the Galaxy. It was just in Black Phone. So people recognize the music. And as soon as you recognize the music, that allows your body to start moving and dancing. And that's when I take advantage of you. You're mine. I've got you. If you even show me one sign that you're kind of into it, you and I are going to have a moment with me. And then from there on, the night is just fire. So it's very exciting to see the young people. In Canada, we played, and there was the whole past the barrier, probably five or six rows, was nothing but young people, so much that they were egging me on for a stage dive. And this crowd was 8 feet from the stage, and I'm probably about two or three feet above their heads. And they talked me into a stage dive all the way over 8 feet. I mean, I must have jumped. I must have been 14 feet in the air. I came down on a pillow of about 20 or 30 kids, and they caught me and nobody got hurt. It was just the most beautiful thing in the world.
That is amazing. If you're just tuning in, we've got Richie Anuri and Patrick Allen Stone from Sweet. What a terrific time. Thank you, guys. Listen, I think you just sold a lot of tickets for your upcoming Pittsburgh show. Let's get that on the calendar. All right, guys, so let's do this. Let's do what we love doing on Courts in Session, finding out what our favorite rock stars listen to in their downtime. Patrick and Richie, I'm going to split it between each of you. Give me a song, any genre of music, from Bach to Beethoven to Black Sabbath to Frank Zappa. Give me a song that you love. Tell us why, and we'll play it to close out the interview. Let's start with you, Patrick.
I don't know if it's a brand new song. I've been really diving into a lot of Deftones. I've really been kind of embracing my darker goth side lately. I just really love the genre. I love the lore. I love the way people dress. Black is my favorite color. So I've probably been listening to a lot of Deftones lately. My favorite band of all time, oddly enough, is a band called Dead Sarah, female fronted band. She's like Emily Armstrong. She's probably like the female version of Kurt Cobain. And their newest record, Ain't It Tragic, is just perfect from start to finish. And there's this band, Butterside, out of Los Angeles, that's just insane. I listen to them a lot.
All right, so hearing all those great bands, give me a tune.
Yeah. Heroes from Dead Sarah, and I've been listening to Sex Tape from the Deftones, yes.
Okay, so we're going to play Heroes from Dead Sarah. Richie, give me a song that you love and tell us why.
I was influenced by Cream, and there were so many bands that was coming up, Ginger Baker, and coming from jazz background as a drummer, but one band really stood out to me, Jethro Tull. And I was a big Tull fan from their first album, This Was, but the second album came out, and there was a song called Stand Up. And the reason I liked it is Clive Bunker does his drumming on it. So I would sit there and try to copy what Clive was doing, because I had those jazz chops, but that song, Stand Up, just absolutely kills it.
That's terrific. Deep cut from Jethro Tull. Richie Onore, Patrick Allen Stone from The Sweet. They're on the road, and we're going to get them here in Pittsburgh. New single is Little Miracle. Gentlemen, what a pleasure. Come on back on Courts in Session. Absolutely had a ball.
Yeah, and I will tell you, sweetband.com, we have a new Steve Priest shirt that's available. Amazing. You will be blown away with all the new Ballroom Blitz shirts, everything that's just released, and also stream Little Miracle. And we love that support. I know you guys are listening to it, but it's time to bring rock back. So we really appreciate Eric. It's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. All right. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Calling my name into the night. Say I'm never. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Give me Totino's, a party pizza. Oh, give me Totino's, a party pizza. Yeah, 'cause it's delicious, and nutritious.
Brooklyn's a rust, her trapezoid thermometer taste. All the red tape is mechanical rape of the TV program waste. Data control and IBM science is mankind's brother. But all I see is draining me on my plastic fantastic lover.
Just blow him away. Lost
Listening at WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This is brand new from Little Feet. Track's called Milkman. And keep it right here. Coming up, the Guilty Pleasures Song of the Week.
At midnight or 2 a.m. Even 5 in the morning, I can still be your man. They call me the milkman. Making those early morning deliveries. At midnight or 2 a.m. Even 5 in the morning, I can still be your man. They call me the mule.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM. Time Travel Radio. I'm your rocking attorney, EJL. Thanking you for tuning in tonight. And how about Richie Inori and Patrick Allen Stone from The Suite calling in tonight? What fun was that? And I said at the top of the show, that track, Little Miracle, most requested song here in Quartz in Session last 2 weeks. Good luck to those guys, and hopefully we'll see them here in the Berg real soon. So this hour of Quartz in Session is brought to you by our friends at the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, who join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, located on Penn Avenue in Garfield. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m., or by appointment. Or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634, or you can visit IrmaFreeman.org. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, our sponsor for this past hour of Quartz in Session. And if you're interested in underwriting for any of the great shows here at WRCT, shows like Joe's Garage Monday nights, or Tembo Sounds with Dr. Oscar Rodoli Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m., any of the great shows here, you want to be a part of the team, well, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other sponsorship opportunities. So we're bringing back from the dead. It seems like last few weeks we got away from the Guilty Pleasure Song of the Week, and your requests and ideas have been building up. And how is it that it seems like it's always female listeners that are placing the best Guilty Pleasure tunes? Well, this next song, and I got to cue up the 45... was a monster hit in 1988. And Carolyn New Kensington, she's listening online at WRCT.org, sent me this request. And guilty pleasure indeed for many of you. I haven't thought about these guys in a long, long time, but back in the day, they were on top of the charts. You couldn't escape them. And they were a lot of things, but one thing I will say, and from my memory, they were really fit. I remember these guys had like six packs and were just showing them off with their dance moves. But Guilty Pleasure Song of the Week. And girl, you know it's true.
Back a smile and everything you do. Don't you understand, girl? This love.
Vanilli, Guilty Pleasure Song of the Week, going out to Carol in New Kensington. Thank you, Carol. I don't know. I don't know if I want to thank Carol. Wow. Milli Vanilli. I never dreamed I'd be playing Milli Vanilli on the radio, but there's a first for everything. That track wasn't so bad. It was kind of catchy. I'll admit it. Maybe, Carol, I'm joining you with a guilty pleasure. You're listening to Quartz in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30, and on replay Sunday nights at 11 p.m. You can hear the show all over again, and you can hear the interview if you're just tuning in and you missed the interview with the guys in Sweet and their new single, Little Miracle. Well, you can hear it again Sunday night at 11. And we now have a Mixcloud archive. You can check out Quartz in Session archive shows on Mixcloud, or you can go to WRCT.org, click on the schedule, click on Quartz in Session, and you can also hear it on Spinatron, for those of you guys who are computer savvy. So we've played a lot of Guess Who on the station here in the past year. The band has had a new album. They've been, in the last 3 years, to Greensburg twice with big sold-out shows. And you guys loved their last album. It was on our top 10 list multiple times over the last year as they were releasing new singles. And I'll admit I'm a little biased. Not only am I a fan of the band, but they used a little clip of Yours Truly in one of their videos on from their latest album, which was a lot of fun, made my head big. Well, if you've been reading the news, the Guess Who is not on the road, and they are basically been shut down from touring. Now, my understanding is the rights to the band name are held by the original bass player and the original drummer. The original drummer, Gary Peterson, who's been on Quartz in Session, was on the show last year, still in the band, still killing it on the drums. But Burton Cummings, who's coming to Pittsburgh, and Randy Bachman, or as my Canadian friends say, Randy Bachman, have sued the Guess Who. And I was reading some of the filings, and even though the Guess Who is doing new albums and making it on the charts, they called them, this is Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings, little more than a cover band, and they filed a lawsuit to prevent them from touring. Well, guys, what